Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Well, welcome, 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 welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. It is 6, that's June 6, 2012, on this beautiful, beautiful California day. I heard Atlanta, you guys had some rain out there, and I know the humidity is just ridiculous. I've been out there in a second. I had to go my way back, but definitely it's a beautiful day here in California. 12 p.m. here in San Diego, Los Angeles, 3 p.m. in Atlanta. I said lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I know today is Wednesday. We went on the air on Monday, kind of did some rebroadcasts because there's just so much going on with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. I mean, I'm literally backlogged with, guests, and we're just trying to pull it together. The rapid growth is just ridiculous. So I'm just trying to just pull it together. I have a lot of big names that want to come on the air from Hollywood, and, you know, just all from Hollywood to Atlanta, which is, you know, the Hollywood of the South. Hollywood is really, really looking into Atlanta as that next, like, an extension to it. But I had a blast out in Beverly Hills over the weekend. Was out to celebrate. Very dear, close friend of mine, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson's birthday bash. Every year, Mr. Hutcherson celebrates his birthday in a way that only we can imagine. I mean, I'm talking red carpet, media everywhere. It was just ridiculous. It was hosted out at the Confidential out in Beverly Hills, which is like smack dead, like right around the corner from Rodeo Drive. So I was out there, Team BGE, we were out there. Got to walk around and stroll, you know, the Rodeo Drive. And all I can say is just, wow. I mean, there's so much wealth out there. It's just ridiculous how the lifestyle, you know. It's not my first time there, you know, I'm a Cali girl myself, but, you know, just kind of just really observing it, taking a stroll and just taking in what the surroundings were. It was just absolutely a sight. But while, being there, you know, the Confidential, it's so funny that they name it the Confidential because it was one of the hardest places find. Literally could not locate that place as we drove around the block. Ended up finding it. Two black plush leather doors right smack dead in between the shops. We're like, is this the place? Yes, you go down the stairs, long, drawn out, like really nice stairs, and you walk in, the place is just plushed out. White, purple, I mean, Jarvie had it plushed out. Izzy Chat was there as a band. Of course, WTV Networks was out on the red carpet doing the interviews and just, you know, announcing everyone that's out there on the media side. K-Man, WTV Networks, had a lot of names that walk in, a lot of big, big names. It was just so many people over, you know, 200-300 people attended. But I can say, you know, Jarvie did it with style. The cake was just amazing. The people were fun. It was just really nice to meet some of, you know, the artists and actors that came in with WTV's network, Eric Easy Zulu, you know. And Eric walks in the house, he shuts down, he comes with a crowd of the names. So I got to meet, you know, R&B London sensation, AMX, great guy. He actually performed. The guy is talented. Not only does he sing, he also plays instruments. I mean, he's done work with, you know, projects of Hannah Montana, High School Musical, Akon, Jill Scott, Varsity Singers, T-Boz, Keith Sweat, Dave Hall. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, he's just really a phenomenal guy and just a really great guy overall. Also, got to meet the Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. It was kind of cool to meet the Blue Ranger. and the Black Ranger. You guys all know him, Walter Jones, and Blue Ranger, Najee Detija. I hope I said that right. They were just awesome. Also, I just want to say, you guys, thank you for the autographs. The kiddos just loved it, and of course, Mr. Jeffrey Henderson with the Jeffrey Henderson Show, and of course, you know, with the BG team, we were just out on location. It was just awesome. So you guys can check out AMX. You can go to AMX. Who is AMX.com? I'm gonna see if I can try to get AMX to come out to Atlanta with this up-and-coming showcase, you know, that's going down with the American Society of Young Musicians. That would just be awesome because he's just an international sensation and on that level. And be sure you guys get over to WTV Networks. I haven't announced this, so I guess I can go ahead and let everyone know, but officially I have accepted to join the team of the WTV Network, and as the executive producer, Atlanta Vision. As you guys know, Hollywood is really tapping into Atlanta. Her Paramount Picture just, you know, purchased some land out there. And then also Hunger Games Part 2 is going to be filmed in Atlanta. And, you know, the many other things like Tyler and everyone that comes in and shoot, you know, just because of the cost effectiveness of, you know, shooting films and just the talent overall that's in Atlanta. So get ready, Atlanta. It's about to go down. So I was offered, you know, that position with WTV Network, who has over 100 million followers through their network overall. One, just the site alone is about 1 million hits a week. The YouTube views for just one of the channels is 4 million, over 4 million. So it's just absolutely going to be awesome as I get settled in with that, bringing it to Atlanta, and what, you know, transitions taking place with, you know, this whole Hollywood of the South, because now that opens up to give the opportunity for the talent that's in Atlanta to be able to get the exposure on a network that is very, very, very settled and have Hollywood on lock. You cannot go nowhere on no red carpet without knowing who WTV is if you live in L.A., Los Angeles. All the stars, you know, they know Eric and WTV Network. It's kind of like a TMZ and the E! Entertainment in between, very positive. Also, they assist a lot of independent talent, giving them the exposure through their network. So that's another key area on what made me get that decision of wanting to be a part of the team, because I know there's a lot of talent, like I said, in Atlanta, and this network is actually going to give many, many people a lot of exposure. So I'll be out there as, you know, I get settled in Atlanta, just kind of, you know, scouting, I would say, talent. Also, you know, WTV also offers internships, you know, for those that are in, you know, the entertainment industry, television, you know, you can get some experience being on part of the team. Not just that, get some experience out in L.A. on those red carpets. And I'm talking red carpet events with the big names, the A-listers. That's all I can say. So that's something great to have on your resume. And, you know, that's just what I'm pretty much all about. I'm all about just making it happen, that opportunity for others. That's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about. We are here to assist, to build you, to grow you, so you can enjoy what you have worked so hard for. And in these times, that's what it's all about. You have to create your own opportunity. So I'm doing it, Atlanta. I'm trying to get these opportunities, you know, created for everyone through the entertainment side. Also, you know, of course, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy the radio side. And then with the ASYM coming, and I'd like to say that keep tuning in, because, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy is the exclusive coverage for the American Society of Young Musicians Atlanta Showcase. I can tell you this city is excited for this opportunity that's about to come to the city. It is going to be an annual event. I would say, you know, I'll get compared to sort of like the American Idol. But, you know, it's nothing of this height or on this level has come to Atlanta to open the doors for the talent that's there, because this is the event that's going to get you to Hollywood in front of those that can blow you up. So just keep tuning in. GrowandEnjoy.com. All the planning is actually being finalized. More information will be coming out soon. The press release is expected to come out so that everyone can know the terms and the conditions for the actual case. I can tell you it's going to blow your mind, because those that are involved are really some power players in the city of Atlanta. And you know, when you hear the names, you're going to be like, wow, this is some serious stuff, because you're going to know these are some serious people. So, you know, just keep tuning in. BillGrowingEnjoy.com, exclusive coverage. Also on theWTV.com. Also will be coverage on there. I will make sure of that as I, build that foundation with WTV in Atlanta to bring, you know, that Hollywood to Atlanta, that Atlanta to Hollywood, kind of bring the two together. But, you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about money. You know, enough on the entertainment side. We've got to talk about the money. And today we have, she is back, actually working diva, Debbie Snelling. And she's back with, you know, you guys always look forward to this because she is a smart gal. And that's with your monthly Snelling Report. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing good. How is Atlanta? I hear it was rainy. Is it humid?
No, my gosh, the weather's delightful. Oh, I went out for lunch today and took a 40-minute walk in the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area. Lived in the heart of the city. It's delightful. Come to Atlanta.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to get back home.
To your event now and get blown up.
Oh, girl, I am about to bring them to you guys. It is ridiculous what's about to happen. But let's talk about this Snelling Report, because you can blow them up, too, and tell them how they need to keep their money, because you know the motto that I have. It's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So what you got for us this month?
Well, and that's it. And, you know, I need to make my little speech again about the difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. Tax avoidance is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to minimize your tax. And when you cross the line and it becomes tax evasion, you get to go to jail like Wesley Snipes. So do what you do, plan responsibly, plan legally, and come up with good reasons for tax deductions. Don't just make them up, or like Mr. Snipes, don't file your return and claim you shouldn't have to. So,
yeah, that's a sad situation, but, you know, I'm
that
sure it's a
really
learning lesson.
That is really an unnecessary, yeah, it was just so unnecessary.
Right. Now, you have a few feature topics for this month with your monthly Snelling Report, and that's one, which is, I was just talking about, opportunity, starting a business, three things you should know. Let us know about that.
Well, before you get your business started, when you go to open your bank account, thanks to the Patriot Act, the bank is going to require that you get a federal tax identification number, also known as an employer identification number. So you'll hear it called an EIN or a TIN. And that uniquely identifies you to the IRS, to the government, as a separate business, as a business entity separate from yourself. So even if you're self-employed, sometimes they'll take your social security number. If you're an LLC, you need to go get an employer ID number. You do that by using form SS4, and they actually just came out with, and it was very frustrating. I emailed the attorney through whom I met you. Because he does a number of incorporations for people, and you're no longer allowed to, apply for more than one EIN per day using the same person as the tax matters person. So if you're setting up five legal entities, it'll take you now 5 days to get your employer identification number. It's just crazy. The argument is that it's to stop fraud, so that when you've got people who are setting up fraudulent entities, it slows them down.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. Here's
right.
a real-world answer. No, it doesn't. You also have to get registered with, and this is our, kind of number two, is you've got to get registered with your state taxing authorities, and that's going to be for state withholding if you're an employer, state unemployment if you're an employer, and sales tax if you're selling tangible personal property. In many states, like Florida, services are subject to sales tax. This is a real sticky wicket, sales tax. People get caught on it, and you know, you've got to fill out your registration forms, and you've got to file your tax returns, and if you don't file your tax returns, then you're subject to penalties. The administrative side of business is the side that, you know, frankly, we kind of try to take out of people's hair. We take the back office stuff out of your hair so that you can go out and do the things that make you money.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And then finally we come down to, that is, it's keep more of what you make is what I say, which is very similar to what you say.
Right. Definitely, definitely.
And then moving on to payroll and payroll record keeping. It's a pain, hire a professional. You certainly can do, you can process your own payroll through companies like Intuit, which makes QuickBooks, or Peachtree. It's very often just easier to hire a professional, whether it's a company like ADP or Paychex or a company like Debbie Snelling and TSR Consulting. Same thing, you've got to make payroll tax deposits. You know, and if you don't make your payroll tax deposits, you're subject to penalties. And, you know, it just, you file payroll tax returns either every month or every quarter. There are different due dates of when your payroll tax deposits are due depending upon the size of your payroll. Take that administrative stuff, get it off your desk, go make money.
Right.
Go make money.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I can't tell you just, whoo, you and you, like, ooh, especially you're in a girl like me. You just don't have time for any of that. And you need, oh, my gosh, things will slip through the cracks. People are like, what did I, you know, you, it really is, it's a tough job. Yeah, it is just great to have, you know, a tax planner, a financial planner to handle those for you, because it's very important. That's a very important piece of your business, not just your business, your life. So, you know, I think it's a valuable investment to invest into your lives and your business. Now, you also have another article that stood out to me that I'd like for you to share. I don't know if I want to go to this one since we have the tools for the business owner, since we're already talking about that. Just briefly speak on that, because the next thing I want to talk that stood out to me is this information that you have on selling your home but keeping the profits. So that's really good, because a lot of people are selling their homes. A lot of people are having, you know, short sales, but those that can sell their home and get some profit, I think that's a good topic. But just briefly go on the financial tools for the business owners, just to tie in what you were talking about with starting a business.
Okay. So home ownership, if you look to sell your home and you have not used it for business, one of the Bush tax law changes was that he made it so that you could exclude a gain of up to $250,000 if you're single, or $500,000 for a married couple. And I need to stand corrected. President Bush didn't do that. Congress did that. He signed it into law. Okay.
Right.
So that's the way our government works. So, So it's $250,000 of tax-free money. This is why real estate has been historically such a good investment. $250,000 of tax-free money if you're single, or up to $500,000 for a married couple who files a joint return. That's a whole lot of tax-free money. You can use it over and over again in your lifetime, but you can't use it more than once every 2 years. So there, in a five-year period, you must have owned the house for at least 2 years. You have to have lived in the house as your primary residence for at least 2 years. And notice that it's not two consecutive years, two out of the five. And then during the two-year period ending when you sell the home, you didn't exclude the gain from another home.
Right.
So in theory, every 3 years I could sell a house and get tax-free money.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Right. There's always a gray area.
So that's, you know, frankly, this is just brilliant. And had it not been for the market crash, for the real estate crash, we would have sold our home and moved on. We'll be selling homes ourselves every 3 years. We'll live in it, let it go up in value, make improvements to it, and sell it and, you know, tax-free money. What's wrong with that? That's using the tax code to your benefit. Remember, you can only do this on the gain of your primary residence, your main home, and you can only do it once every 2 years. These ownership tests, which is to own the house for at least 2 years, the use test, lived in the house for at least 2 years, and then not had another home sale in the that you used, that you excluded the gain on the income from for 2 years. Huge, huge, huge. Repeat, rinse, repeat. Yeah, shampoo, rinse, repeat.
Right. Yeah, that's good information. That is really
now,
good information.
Other things, though, when you're calculating what your gain is, remember that when you make improvements to your home, that they increase what's known as the basis in your home. So let's say that I buy a house for $100,000. And I paved the driveway, and the driveway, we did this, we put in a brick driveway, and the cost was about $50,000. So it vastly improved the curb appeal of our home, and it increased what we call the cost basis of our home by that $50,000. So now my basis is $150,000. So if I sell the home for $200,000, then I get $50,000 of taxable income, which is now tax-free income if I make the election to exclude it. Now, if I've bought wisely and I can sell the house for $600,000 and I've got $100,000 that I paid for it, $50,000 for the brick driveway, so I've got $150,000 in it, I sell it for $600,000, that's still $400,000 of tax-free money. Oh my gosh, with real estate prices where they are now, buy some real estate.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It is ridiculous, especially in Atlanta. I mean, you can get a lot for your buck right about now in Atlanta. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's sad
you can
how
still
the economy
buy homes.
Just crashed in Atlanta, and, you know, so many people lost their homes from pretty much living above their means. I will be the one to say it, but, boy, those buyers, you can get a lot for your money.
Well, and I just had this conversation with a client today who is buying a new home, and they were considering keeping their old home as a rental property, and it's got a six-figure mortgage on it. And I said, why would you do that? Just go out and buy another property that's deeply discounted, put a tenant in there, and now you got better cash flow every month. You don't have a $1,000 a month mortgage payment. You got no mortgage payment or $200 a month, and you can get up, you know, $500, $600, $1,000 a month of income from your rental property. It's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And, that, you know, that's what we do, Debbie. You know, we have to put that perspective, you know, to a lot of people that we teach, you know, with the finance, because there's so many different gray areas and way to structure it. That's why I love having you on the show, you know, that's why I love to have you here every month. You know, a lot of people are listening to what you're saying. Right now we have pretty much all the way down from Maine. I just want to throw this out here so you're aware of how you're impacting those that are listening down, you know, Atlanta. And there's a lot of people out in Los Angeles listening to you right now, too. So, you know, I hope you guys, you know, you guys, I see you guys out there, you know, hear what Debbie is telling. She's a sharp chick. She knows what she's talking about. So, you know, I know some things may be different from state to state with laws, but overall, general, what you speak on, Debbie, it's just the overall rules of engagement, correct?
They are the overall rules of engagement, and that's a good point, is that not everything that we say is applicable to everybody, and there may be exceptions. And there may be exceptions on the basis of your state. You know, be careful. Tread cautiously. Contact us. Contact you. Contact whoever your tax preparer is. Let it be us, for goodness sakes. But yeah, it's everything, you know. So when I say get rental property is not eligible for this exclusion. Rental property may be eligible for another exclusion where you defer the taxability of the gain, what's called a 1031 exception. So there are other ways, but residential property, the house, your primary residence where you live, is different than rental property, and different tax law applies to it, and different tax law applies from state to state. There are federal tax credits for making improvements to your primary residence that are not eligible for rental property. There are state laws tax credits available that are available in one state but not another. And you've got to jump through the different flaming hoops using, you know, right foot forward, left foot forward, head first, whichever way they tell you to do it. But it only counts if you go through the flaming hoop the way they tell you to do it. If you go through the flaming hoop behind first and they told you to go head first, you're out of luck.
Right. Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I just want to touch on some of the financial tips that you have for the month, because I'm sure they want to hear that also. So we'll take a quick break and come back.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, BGE Radio. Build, Grow, and Enjoy 2012. It is 12:26 here in San Diego, Los Angeles, and that would be 3:26 p.m. in Atlanta. And I'm on air with Working Diva Debbie Snelling with your monthly Snelling Report, financial tax and financial tips on your path of success. And speaking of Working Divas, be sure, ladies, to get on over to WorkDivas.com. A great article that I put up there. I'm speaking on some great, very inexpensive vacation time. You know the kiddos are out, so it's time to get some me time. You got to go by yourself. I don't know if you want to take them with you, but send the kids off to the family, whatever you want to do. But I found some great, inexpensive vacation little just getaways for all that we do, and that's on WorkingDivas.com. You can also go to BillGrownAndJoy.com and click this Working Divas, and it takes you right there. Now, Debbie, I see on here your financial planning tips for the month of June. There's three, but we talked about one last month, and that's to review your insurance policy. One that stands out, because I know people do not know, you know, not many people know. Analyze budget versus actionables. That is so very important. Let's speak on that.
Well, and it's a huge tool. We've talked about this a couple of times before. If you're just out steering your ship in the middle of the ocean and you got no plan where you're going, then you're not likely to get anywhere. And if you do get anywhere, you're going to be lucky to get there, and you're going to get there slowly. You got to have a plan. You got to have a chart. You got to have a map, whatever you want to call it. In the financial world, we call that map a budget. And that budget says, I want to have X number of customers with an average bill rate of this, and this is going to be my gross revenue. And that budget says, I'm going to grow from one employee to 10 employees so that I can service more customers, or so that I can get more product out of my warehouse, or so that I can manufacture more product, and this is how much it's going to cost me. And if you're not sitting down, again, just like when you're steering the ship, if you don't have your map and you're comparing where you actually are to where you're supposed to be, then you're just floundering. And your success really, really depends upon sitting down and looking at where am I supposed to be versus where I am. And again, in the financial world, we call that what's my budget versus what's my actual.
Exactly. Well, that was really good information. And, of course, they can get more information on the SnellingReport.com. Let them know how they can contact you, Debbie.
You can reach us at Debbie@TSRTax.com or generically info@TSRTax.com. You can reach us by phone, 404-944-3172. I answered the phone one day, and somebody was shocked that it was me answering the phone. You're still going to get me, 404-944-3172. And then, you know, of course, you can go to our website, look up the newsletter, TSRTax.com. TSR, that stands for the Snelling Report, TSRTax.com.
Mm-hmm.
And sign up for the newsletter there.
Yes.
Get the newsletter emailed to you.
Yes, and then you have the archives on there too. They can go back and some of this information. It's just amazing the information that you have, and it just shows, you know, your experience, your season, your experience, you the lady to go to. So, you know, that's why I always look forward to you coming on the air, because I know what Debbie got this month, you know. So I'm learning some of the tax stuff, because, you know, with us as planners and tax advisors, we still got to come to you guys. So, you know, it's just always great to have you on the air, and you know, I look forward to you being back. Everybody else is also, they really are listening to the, you know, the advice that you are giving. So definitely just have a great, great rest of your week, and, you know, just continue to enjoy that weather. And I'm glad to hear, you know, women like us, it's rare that we get to go out and get a stroll, so continue to do those strolls, because I'm going to try it.
And it really rejuvenates your mind in the middle of the day.
Well, there you guys have it, thesnellingreport.com, billgrownenjoy.com, your tax financial tips and tax and financial tips, I'm sorry, on your path of success. Bill Grown Enjoy, ASYM Showcase Atlanta, coming soon, Atlanta WTV Networks. More information on billgrownenjoy.com. So, like, again, reach out to Debbie. Get your money right. Get your money right. We all, you know, in these times, you know, it's tough. Things drop on us. We have to pick up the responsibility sometimes, but there's always a way out, even if you have to work it through time. But at least it gets done. So thesnellingreport.com, Walking Diva Debbie Snelling. So on the next show, everyone, that's all I can say is Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood. Three words, the Pink Lady. If you don't know who she is, Google her. She will be here on Bill Grown and Joy, live from Hollywood, California. You guys are going to love her. When I say energy, energy for 20 of us all put together, and guess what? She's over 90. So I think over 80. I'm not going to give it too many age, but you would never tell. So enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. BillGrownEnjoy.com. I love you all. Stay blessed. Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.